Blog Talk Radio.
No!
Hallelujah. Makura Rabokoshe Bakanikishikorabaka. 891. Can you hear me? Hello?
Donna, 89.
Oh, okay. You can hear me okay. I didn't know. I got disconnected.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, good. I'm gonna put
it
you back on.
It was quiet for a while, but now I'm fine.
Yeah, I was on, and then I got disconnected. Somebody called me on my phone, and it disconnected. But I'm going to put you back on hold. Thank you, Donna.
That's fine.
Okay, bye-bye. Hallelujah. Makoshe baka nene keshe kororabaka. Father, we adore you, and we bless you. Makororabaka. We praise you today. We honor you today. We give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the thanksgiving. But this is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing, and we are glad in it, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, that you are a holy God, a righteous God, and an awesome King. In Jesus' name, we bless you today, Father God, as never before. We just come to give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor belong unto you, our King. Father, we thank you that we are redeemed from the curse through the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you that we are the seed of Abraham and his blessings are ours in Jesus' name. We choose the blessings instead of the curses and life instead of death in Jesus' name. We thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus for all that you're doing on our behalf in Jesus' name. We break and release ourselves from all generational curses and iniquities as a result of the sins of our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses on both sides of our families back 60 generations. In the name of Jesus, we break all curses of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of pride and rebellion in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of death and destruction. In the name of Jesus, we break and rebuke all curses of sickness and infirmity from us in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of poverty, lack, and debt in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of rejection in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of double-mindedness and schizophrenia in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of Jezebel and Ahab in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of divorce and separation in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of lust and perversion in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of confusion and mental illness in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of idolatry in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses causing accidents and premature death in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all spoken curses and negative words spoken against us by others or either by those in authority, and we bless them. We break and release ourselves from all self-inflicted curses by negative words we have spoken in the name of Jesus. We command every demon hiding and operating behind a curse to come out in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bless and honor you today. We thank you for your holy presence. You said where two or more gather in your name, you'll be in the midst. So, Father, we thank you that you're in the midst of us today. In the holy, righteous, mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your awesome, mighty ways. We thank you that you are a holy God, a righteous God, and it's nobody like you, Father God. We bind up foam voidance in the name of Jesus. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you that you created us in your mighty, holy, righteous image, O God, and that there's no God like you, Jehovah. We honor your presence today as never before. We extol you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We honor you, we magnify you, we glorify you today. We give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor belong unto you, O God. Even the angels adore you, O God, and we adore you even more, Father God. In the name of Jesus, you are Lord and you are King. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up boys to men, girls to ladies, O God. Radio show, in the name of Jesus, we lift up every family, in the name of Jesus, throughout the United States and the world, the fathers, the mothers, the children, the youth, and their extended families, Father God. We pray a hedge of protection around them, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray blessings upon families, Father God. We say, Father God, that they are safe and protected, hidden under the shed of your almighty wings, O God. We just bless you today. We honor you. We thank you as never before, Father God. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. And, Father God, we thank you that our cup runneth over. Surely your goodness and mercy follow us every day of our lives, O God. We thank you, Father God, that we will not be entangled with the yoke of bondage, O God, but we are free in you, O God. We are free indeed, O God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for our neighborhoods being safe places for our children, safe places for families, O God. Father, we decree and declare that Jacksonville is a place where you dwell, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for your presence being mighty in Jacksonville, in the home, in the street, in the marketplace, everywhere, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless you today, O God. We come to thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing on our behalf in Jesus' name. We thank you today, O God, that you are holy, God. That you are great and greatly to be praised. We honor you today, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for what you're doing on behalf of your people. We thank you for keeping us healed, safe, protected, under the shadow of your wings, O God. We thank you for the love that you have for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, Father God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for blessing us in the name of Jesus on a daily basis, for loading us up with benefits, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for fathers and mothers and children and grandparents, O God, being blessed and highly favored of you. We thank you for your favor, Father God, as never before. We thank you, Father God, that we are can dwell in your secret place. We can abide under your shadow. We will say of you, Lord, you are refuge, you are fortress, my God. We trust in you as never before, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we can hide in a safe place in you, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God. Your word says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God. Why should you have praise him, who's the health of our countenance and our God? In Jesus' name, we thank you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your love for your people, O God. We thank you that you have not destroyed us because of sin, O God. So we come to repent before you, Father, in the name of Jesus. For all that you've done and all that you're going to do for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for your presence We thank you for destroying the enemy on our behalf. We thank you, Father God, that we are fully armored, fully protected by you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you are a God who battles. You are a battler, oh God, that you fight for us on a daily basis, oh God. And we have victory because of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are a shepherd, and we shall not want. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because your rod and your staff is comforting us every day of our lives in the name of Jesus. Well, good evening and welcome to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. And, you know, I want to let you know that God is in his holy temple. Let all the earth rejoice and praise and give great praise to our God. The voice of the Lord maketh hinds to calf and discovereth the forest in his temple. And in his temple, everyone speak of his glory. We thank God. That one thing have we desired of the Lord, that will we seek after, that we may dwell in his house all the days of our lives, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire into his temple in the name of Jesus. Know ye not that we are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in us? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. And the temple of God is holy, 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 which we are his temple. So, Father, I just thank you today, O God, that we are your temple, where you dwell in us. Oh, Father God, we thank you for what you've chosen for us, Father. We are blessed and highly favored of you, Father God. We are blessed. We are blessed and highly favored of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you for Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies today, and we come to give you all the honor, all the glory, all the praise. And as I said before, this is Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. And I thank you so much for joining us today to give praise unto the name of the Most High God. We are honoring our King today as never before. And, you know, God is a good God. He's merciful, he's kind, and he's loving. His word says that he is good. And he is greatly to be praised. Psalms 23:6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Our study today, you know, is about God's goodness and his mercy. How good he is. He said, Psalms 33:5, he loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Can't you just see it when you look around and you see how God's green earth is out there and is giving us plenty of oxygen? You know, the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Can't you just see the people walking to and fro, and they're in their right minds? They have their body parts all intact. Can't you just see the goodness of God? When the birds are flying by and they're singing to the glory of God, can't you just see the goodness of God on the earth? When you see the flowers blooming, when you hear the wind blowing, can't you just see the goodness of God out there in the earth? When you see the little squirrels running around, running up and down the tree, you know God is a good God, and he filled the earth with his goodness. Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Now, you know, in the day of trouble, we can call on our King, our Father, and he will hear our cry. He's not deaf. He can hear us when we call him. As a matter of fact, his word says before we call, guess what? He's already answered. Don't we serve a great God? Yes, we do. Matthew 19:17. And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. Romans 2:4. Despise thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance the long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. So, Father, we just come today to repent before you because we're human and we sin. And sometimes, Father God, we're not even aware that we're sinning. But sometimes we're stubborn and rebellious and just refuse to do what you ask. So, Father God, we ask you to forgive us for little foxes that spoil our vine. You said, who can know the error of his ways? We don't know all of our errors. And, Father God, we fool ourselves. Sometimes we think we are that. But you are great. And I thank you that you are God who forgives us. We ask forgiveness of sins, trespasses, transgressions, little foxes that spoil our vine. And, Father, lead us in the path of righteousness according to your will. And we thank you for forgiving us. And, Father, we're so grateful that you not only forgive, you forget in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, help us to forget as well and not to condemn ourselves in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, our study today will be taken from Psalms 18:1. So if you'd like to turn there with me, you're welcome to do so. You know, God's word is awesome, awesome. Study the word to show yourself pleasing unto God on a daily basis. Oh, so he could show you his secrets, so he could teach you more about him and his goodness. Woo, we serve a good God. We serve a mighty God. It's no king like Jehovah, no God like our God. He's Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. Whatever you need, call on the name of the Lord. He's Jehovah Nisi. He's a banner over us. He loves us so much that he sent Jesus. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's a peacemaker in the midst of the confusion that's in our lives. You know, he's good. He's good. He's good. Really, to tell you the truth, human words cannot express how good our God is, how great our God is. He's a king, and he's to be exalted. We reverence the Lord God today as never before. So Psalms 18:1 says, "Woo! I love the way David wrote. He said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength." And, you know, in Psalm 42, he says, as the hart, which is a deer, panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. And so, you know, we long, we desire God. You know, sometimes we desire to have a piece of fruit or some food that we like, or we desire to see, you know, some friends, or we may desire to eat something that we enjoy, but it's nothing like loving the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, and strength. David says in Psalms 18:1, I will love thee, O Lord, our strength. He is the one who allows us to get up. He puts strength in our bodies daily. So David says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. You know, Psalm 73:25 says, whom have I in heaven but thee? We really, to tell you the truth, we don't have anybody we can depend on but God. You know, we can't really, we can depend on each other to a certain extent, but we all human. So, you know, humans have weaknesses and frailties, but our God is perfect in all his ways. We can truly lean and depend on him. In the time of trouble, you know, he will hide us under his pavilion. He's a refuge for us. So I thank God that we can learn to love him. Oh, he is our strength. He is our Lord. Not only when we're in trouble, on a daily basis we can love him. And how do we love him? Not with our lips, not with lip service. We could say we love him all day long, but if we're doing otherwise, oh, my God, he knows our heart. He knows the intent of our heart. So we got to be real with God. We can't be phony with him. He knows already who we are. He knows already how we are. So we may as well just fess up and say, Lord, I don't love you enough, but from this day forth, I want to love you more than ever before. So, you know, we got to learn to love the Lord. David learned to love the Lord. You know, as a little boy out there tending the sheep, God was training him. He was training David in leading the sheep. And, you know, we are God's sheep, and God lead us today. When we listen to his voice and he said, don't go on that street, go on this street. We got to obey. When God says do this and don't do that, we got to obey. We can't just say, oh, yeah, we love you, Lord. Well, he don't want us just to love him with our words. He wants us to put in action that love. And that love, he wants us to obey, to do what he says, you know, for us to do. Psalms 84:2 says, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Now, you know, that's some wanting. My heart and my flesh, my soul longeth for God. Yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out to the living God. You know, you can cry out to God, and don't you know he's going to answer you. He's faithful like that. He's loyal to us. He hears you. He already knows what you're going to ask before you ask it. But as a loving father, he wants us to come to him. He wants us to acknowledge him as God. And, you know, Psalms 18:1 says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Father God commanded us to love him. In Deuteronomy 6:5, he commanded us to love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. And, you know, many children play basketball. They play football. They play soccer. You know, they put their strength, they put everything in it. They go to practice. They get their own time. They dribble, you know, the ball in basketball. They make sure that they are, you know, are perfected in that sport. And that's how we have to be in God as soldiers in the army. We got to read the manual to see how to move like soldiers. You know, we got to be in line with God, aligned with God. We got to read the word to see how to line up with his will, how to line up. You know, even in the army, the United States Army, they have manuals that they have to read to stay up on what's going on in the army. So the Bible is our manual. We have to read our manual, the manual that God gave us, the manual that God wants us to follow to obey his word. How will we know what to do? How will we know who God is if we don't read his word? We got to read his word daily so we can be pleasing to him. We got to study his word every day. We wouldn't know what to do if we don't read the manual. This manual is the manual to lead us to God. And that's how we learn to love him. You know, when you see things in his word, and I mean, I read the word a lot, but a lot of times I discover new things in the word. I said, oh, my God, I know you didn't just put that in the word. I know that that's been there for a while. So I'm like, Lord, I thank you. You know, God reveals his secrets to his children, and he shows us new things in the word. You know, when we study the word, we can discover new things. Now, they've already been there, but they're new to us. And so sometimes God wants to tell us certain things. And when you study the word, he'll tell you certain things. You know, some things you've been having questions about for years and years. But when you study the word, you say, oh, I didn't know that. I've been wanting the answer to that for years. And all of a sudden, God knew what you wanted, and he showed it to you. Isn't he an awesome God? And, you know, David said, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. And you know what? God should be our strength. He is our strength. But sometimes we don't acknowledge that he is. God is so merciful to us. Even when we don't deserve his mercy, he gives it to us brand new every day. Not leftover mercy, but brand new mercy every day. Don't you know we need mercy? We need mercy in this hour. His mercy never runs out. He is a merciful God. Even when we do things against our God, he's merciful towards us. Don't you know the Apostle Paul, before he was Paul, his name was Saul of Tarsus. And he was the one who was murdering God's people. And God stopped Saul on the road to Damascus. He said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Why are you killing my people? He said, who are you, Lord? Who are you, Lord? And so, you know, he said, I am God. I am Jesus, who you persecute. So, you know, we have to be careful not to persecute one another, because sometimes we do it unknowingly. We're persecuting one another. So, you know, I have to ask forgiveness every day. Lord, help me never persecute you, crucify you again. Help me never to persecute your people, oh God, or persecute you. Because, well, you know, we persecute God's people. We persecute him. So we have to be careful. And as I said, he gives us brand new mercy every day. It never runs out. He is all wise, all knowing. He knows everything about us, and still he chooses to love us. He chooses to love us. He chose us out of a dark way. You know that evil way? All those dark things that we did, you know, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. He brought us out of that way so we could follow his light way. His word says, you know, even when we sin against him, he forgives us. You know, when we do things against him, you know, he already knows what we're going to do before we do it. Because don't you remember he told Judas? He said, do what you're going to do quickly. And Judas looked at him like, you talking to me? Judas didn't even know what he was going to do himself. Sometimes we don't know what we're going to do, but God knows what we're going to do before we do it. So, you know, I thank God that he had mercy on me. Even though I crucified him over and over and over, he still loves me. He still loves you. Because when you crucify him, you know, when we deny him, when we don't study the word, when we're not obedient to him, when we deny him, we're crucifying him. When we sin against him, we're crucifying him. So, you know what? I choose to love him. David, like David, David chose to love God. In Psalms 18:1, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. When we love God, we will obey him. Even when we disobey him, we ask for forgiveness, he'll forgive us. He's so kind. He's so loving. He's so merciful. You know, he's a good God. We can't, and you know what? Because he loves us, you know, he chastens us. We don't like it. No, I don't like to be chastened. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that he chastens us because it helps us to stay on the path. Chasing means to whip. Nobody want to be a whip. You know, when you were children growing up and your parent took the belt, or sometimes they just laid it down and you go like, ooh, you were trembling or you were nervous because, you know, you could get a whipping. And so God whips us because he loves us like a good father. That's how he is. He punishes us, spanks us, whips us because we get off of his path. He said, I told you not to go that way. I told you not to do that. So because you continue to be rebellious, he going to whip you. He going to whip me when I'm rebellious. He spanks us. He's a good father. He is God, and he knows what's best for us. He loves us, and he do his best. And I do my best to return his love to him. Part of loving God is loving each other. How can we say we love God who we have not seen, and we don't even like or love each other who we see all the time? We have to learn to love each other. And I admit, I don't really truly know how to love other people. You know, I don't truly know how to love myself. So I have to ask God, God, teach me to love myself so I can learn to love other people like I love myself. Sometimes we misunderstand each other a lot. A lot of times, you know, people have good intentions, and we take it the wrong way. And we say, oh, yeah, they did this, so that means this. Or she did this, so that means that. Or he did this, so that means that. Not necessarily. Sometimes we have to communicate with each other and ask each other, what does that mean when you say this? Or what does that mean when you do that? You know, sometimes we take for granted. We just know. We say, oh, yeah, you know, they like this and they like that. We misunderstand people sometimes. But guess what? God never misunderstands us. Never does he misunderstand us. He knows the intent of our heart. He knows how we are. He said no good thing can come from our flesh. So we have to call on him and ask him to forgive us and teach us how to love each other, teach us how to love him, how to love other people, how to love ourselves. Because I don't know about you, but I really need to learn that. And what we think about each other is usually not correct. I remember one time this one sister said to me, she said, oh, at church, she said, I want to get to know you better. And so, you know, she would invite me to come over for dinner. And she said, you know what I want to tell you? She said, you're not like people think you are. She said, I have to apologize because, you know, I misunderstood you. I really didn't know you. And so people, we judge each other. You look at somebody and you say, you know what? I have to repent because I look at people and I judge them. But God doesn't want us to judge each other. He's the judge over all of us. He knows the end of our life from the beginning. He knows everything he's doing in us. A lot of times he has people in the fiery furnace. He's working on us. We're all under construction, under God's construction. So we can't judge one another. We have to, you know, accept others. Most people just want love and acceptance from each other. If you'll be true to yourself, that's what you want. You want love and acceptance. Your children do that. We did that too as children. When we go to school, you know, we try to fit in because we want love and acceptance. And a lot of times, you know, we didn't fit in. Why? Because we're God's children and we're peculiar. A lot of people tell me, you know, you're kind of different. They mean I'm peculiar. I know I'm peculiar. I belong to God. His children are peculiar. But guess what? When you look in the mirror, you're peculiar too. We don't want to admit it, but we all, God's children, are peculiar. He said we are peculiar people. You know, we made in his image. We're different than the world now. If you like the world, you're not like God. And so you're wasting your time. If you're going to be like God, be like God. If you want to be like the world, it's going to be kind of hard because you're already peculiar and trying to be like the world is not going to work. When we truly love God, we will love each other. When we truly love God, we will love each other. We don't know how to love on each other. We have to ask for God's help. You know, he'll help us. He's not going to deny it. He's going to say, I ain't going to teach you that. Whatever we ask in his name, believe in, he will grant it. He will help us on the path that we're on. God is our strength. You know, the Bible says in Psalms 18:1, David says, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. Excuse me. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God is God, and I will exalt him. That's in Exodus 15:2. Now, you know, God is awesome in all his ways. And as much as he do for us, we need to learn to love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. That's what David said, I'll love you, O Lord, my strength. He's our strength. In case you think you give yourself strength to move, think again. In case you think you give yourself strength to get up every morning, think again. It's not from us. Strength don't come from us. Strength comes from God. He even gives strength to those who don't call on his name. Anytime you can move your limbs, your arms, your feet, your eyes, move your body, that comes from God. It ain't come from you. It comes from God. You know, even from from babies, he allowed us as babies, you know, to be strengthened in our bodies. As we grew up, we were strengthened. We functioned because of the goodness of God. We're able to coordinate our arms and legs and move and walk and have our well-being. And we're able to get up out the bed, get up out of chair. We're able to walk places because of the goodness of God. We're able to move our neck and our arms and our body because of the goodness of God. He gives us strength to do it. We can't do anything in our own strength. We may try now, but guess what? We'll wear ourselves out. It ain't going to work. So because of the strength God put on the inside of us, we're able to get up. We're able to coordinate our movement because God is our strength. Don't you think that you got strength on your own? We don't. God is our strength. He's the strength of those who believe and the strength of those who don't believe. You can't move your eyes unless he gives you strength to do so. You can't even move your little finger unless he gives you the strength to do so, let alone move a whole body. We can't hardly move our own bodies unless he gives us the strength to do so. And just think, when you came out the womb, there were certain things you couldn't do. But as you grew day by day, he gave you more strength. He gave you strength to move your whole body pretty soon. You could stand on your feet. He gave you strength to move one foot in front of the other. And pretty soon he allowed you to run. You were crawling, then you were walking, and then he allowed you to run. And you know, as children, I don't know, as a child, I used to love to skip. God gave us the strength to do that. Then we used to love to jump rope. Don't you know it takes strength to jump rope? And look at the athletes. God put so much strength in them. Their bodies are agile. They're able to move, quick move. It's because of the strength of God. He is our strength. 2 Samuel 22:33-36 says, God is my strength and power. Now, he gives power to the faint. You know, when we're, you know, getting low in strength, he gives us strength and power. And he make our way perfect. He make our feet like hind feet and set us up on our high places. He teaches our hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by our arms. God gives us strength and power. He gives us strength to endure hardships of life, valley situations. You know, when you're down in the valley, you're feeling so low. He gives you strength to get up out the valley. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because your rod and your staff is with us, O God. Don't you know God, excuse me, gives us strength to go through hard, difficult times. You know, many times things seem unbearable. But, you know, when you look back, you say, oh, my God, I don't know how I got through that. You got through it with God, the strength he gave you. He is our strength. Why shouldn't we love him? He loves us so much he gave his only child, Jesus, to die so that we can have abundant life. Why wouldn't we love a God like that? You know, he helps us during difficult times. Even during, he's a battler, and he teaches us to fight the good fight of faith, to wage war against Beelzebub, the devil. He makes us so strong, like, you know, like a bow of steel is broken. We can break a bow of steel with our own hands. He can give us that kind of strength. Don't you remember Samson? Oh, my God, look at how much strength God put in Samson. But he put it in there for a purpose. What strength has he put in you for his purposes? Use the purpose, the strength for the purpose of God. You know, a lot of times we misuse the gifts and talents that God give us, but we have to use them the way he wants us to use them. You know, when we think we can't go another mile, God gives us strength to get up and to move. And many mothers have so much to do to take care of their families. I know my mother used to get up early in the morning, cooking breakfast, doing all kind of things. Then she had to go to work, work all day, come home, fix supper. Her, my daddy used to cook. And, you know, washing clothes back then in Jacksonville, we didn't have a washing machine. Most women had pots outside. They had a boiling pot. They would wash the clothes. Don't you know God gave them strength to do that? They could work from sun up to sundown. God gave them strength to do that. They'd be hanging clothes on the line after they done boiled them and rinsed them and done all those things all day. God give people strength. My mother used to, when a little girl, she said she used to pick cotton. People pick cotton in the field. Don't you know God gave people strength to do those things? We don't have strength on our own. God gave us the strength to do these things. So we have to thank God for the strength that he put on the inside of us. We didn't just naturally have strength. Don't you know God give us the strength? Psalms 18:2 says, "The Lord is my rock." Now look, he ain't only our strength. He's our rock and our fortress and our deliverer and our God and our strength in whom we will trust. He's our buckler and the horn of our salvation and our high tower. Look at how much he is to us. Oh, my God, why wouldn't we love a God like that? You know, God is so awesome. He has a mighty plan for his children. He's a rock. That's something solid and firm, something we can lean and depend upon, that strong, firm foundation. He's a fortress. That's a place where we can get physical strength, a fortification, a place where we are fortified in him. He's a deliverer. You know, the one that come to set us free from all the sin and bondage, all the things that's entangled us and got us in a web of sin. He's everything that we need. He's our God. He's the true and living Father. He's our Creator. He's our strength. He's strong and powerful, and he puts strength in us. He's our buckler, the one that shields and protects us from the enemy. You know, many times the enemy tried to kill Jesus, but it wasn't his time, and he didn't allow it. He said, "I give my life. You don't take it. I lay my life down." God protects us the same way. He said, "Uh-uh." You know, he had a conversation with Job about his people. He said, about Job to the devil. He said, the devil was going back and forth. He said, "Where you going?" He said, "I'm going back and forth in the earth." And the Lord said, "Have you considered my servant Job? He's perfect in all his ways. Have you considered my servant David? He's perfect in all his ways. Have you considered my servant Miss Ludell? She's perfect in all her ways. Have you considered my servant Donna? She's perfect in all her ways. Have you considered my servant Laurel? She's perfect in all her ways." And then, you know, God knew what was on the inside of Job, and the devil said, "Oh, no, you done give him. You just done spoiled him. You done gave him so much. They're going to follow you. They're going to love you because you gave them so much." So, you know, he said, "Okay." It's just like, you know, somebody just took everything. The devil took everything Job had in one day, killed his children, took his house. You know, we talked about this last week. So we are grateful that God loves us so much. So remember I told you he chastises us like a good father? He's also the horn of our salvation. Jesus is our horn. That's a strong, you know, you've seen animals with horns in the front of their head. They lead. Those horns lead them. And that's how Jesus is. He lead us to salvation. And, you know, God is so awesome in every way. Every way he's so awesome. He's powerful. He's awesome. And he's a mighty God. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful that God chose me. I'm grateful that he called me, "Caritha, come up out the dark way. I want you to serve me. I want you to worship me." Now, you know, he ain't saying just like that. But he started calling me, and I started losing a taste for the world. Worldly things didn't appeal to me no more. You know, used to like to go dancing all the time in the club or somewhere. Those things, I lost that appeal. Don't even have a desire to go there to be dancing. I have a desire to dance for the Lord. I worship and praise Him in the temple, where in the church, I praise Him there. I don't have a desire to go to the club. I don't have a desire to do the old things I used to do. You know, He makes us new again. And, you know, David, not only, you know, models what it means to be a leader, but also he learned how to lean completely on God, who helped him through the difficult times in his life. Human leaders can find refuge in God and absolute leadership for two reasons. One, the Lord is a mighty protector. Two, the Lord is an effective equipper. He equips His children. He don't just say, okay, go out there and fight. No, He gave us the whole armor to put on every day. The whole armor to put on every day. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, our loins girded about with truth, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith in one hand, and the sword of the Spirit in the other. He equipped us. That's our spiritual armor. You know, if you're going to the war, you're not going to go unarmed. You're going to have on your equipment, whatever it takes. Whether you're going to Afghanistan, Vietnam, wherever you're going to war, you're going to be equipped. They're going to make sure you are. They're not going to send you in the battle unequipped. And that's how God is. He sends us equipped. He gives us all the equipment we need. So why wouldn't we love a God like that? God is our leader in the world, and we must follow Him. He is our king. He is our shepherd. He is our guide, counselor. He gives us wise counsel. He is our leader. He disciplines His children. He provides for us. He created us. He gives us creative abilities. And He helps us to work, to be producers. Why wouldn't we love a God like that? No wonder David said, I will love You, O Lord, my strength. You know, David was a great, great king. He sinned just like we do, and he was Hallelujah. Can you hear me? I'm sorry, my call dropped again. Brother David, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Brother David?
Okay,
good.
I'm here. You, what happened? You didn't pray to my people on the line? What happened?
My call dropped.
Uh-oh. Hold on.
Yeah, call dropped.
That's
almost. You didn't know, but. Huh?
That the devil tried to get involved. You
yeah, that's
here,
the
you
devil.
Hear me?
Say it again.
What happened? You got to call everybody back or what?
No, I think they're all on. You on too, right? Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm on.
Miss Liddell, you on?
Yes, I am.
Okay, everybody on. We'll put you back on mute, y'all, until a few minutes. Yep, everybody's still on, so I thank God. This is about the third time I had to reconnect, but the devil is a liar. Well, today, you know, today is the day of salvation. And if anybody, you know, today we need salvation more than ever before. And if you desire to be saved, if you're not saved, press 1. And those who are listening, if you're not saved, the Bible says in Romans 10:9-10, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and shall believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And, you know, saved people backslide. So if you're in a backslidden condition, you know, the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. So I thank God for his word today. And you know what? We always have to trust in God as never before. So today, we know that God is our strength, and he gives us spiritual discernment. So possibly we'll continue in Psalms next week, Psalms 18 or whatever the Lord says. We'll continue with that. But I thank God for each of you. Is there anyone who needs prayer at this time? You can press 1, and I'll pray for you. Anybody who needs prayer, press 1. Oh, okay, hold on, Ms. Liddell, press 1. Hold on, Ms. Liddell. Well, good evening again, Ms. Liddell. How are you?
Well, I'm doing, thank God, you know. I won't complain, you know, but you know how that is. But I thank God for what it is.
Yes.
I was so glad it was possible that I could hear you this afternoon, you know what I'm saying. So
yes,
I've been
ma'am.
Blessed by your words.
I thank God you were on. You need prayer today, Ms. Liddell?
Yes, ma'am, please, please.
I just got news
one of my good friends had just passed about an hour ago.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why I had to click over, you know, a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
But one of my good friends.
Okay, we'll pray for the family.
Yes, ma'am.
And for your family.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, hold on. We're going to click Brother David on. He's requesting prayer also. All right, Brother David, how you doing today?
Hey, Sister G, I am blessed and grateful and happy that God loves me.
I know that's the truth. I know that's right. Well, how can we pray for you today? We've been missing you on the radio. Sister Donna been on there filling in for
Amen.
You.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, but she can't fill in
Praise
for you,
the Lord.
You know. You really got to come on here for yourself.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I need it. I've been in there battling with them devils. Them devils been after me. They don't like that I love the Lord and still stand strong with the Lord. Them devils don't like that, Sister mm-hmm. G. They've been after me. I had a war with them for 2 days, but they let me know I'm not doing enough for the Lord. I got
mm-hmm.
to do more. Because anytime the devil want to laugh at me, I'm God's soldier. Anytime the devil laugh at me, something wrong. I work for God.
Yeah, that's true.
Sister Jean, I will not fear. I will not fear. And I just pray for abundance. Abundance. And I pray that people come to the knowledge that God loves you. You know, and God
Amen.
Wants you to win. Don't let the devil make you think anything different. And just because things don't feel good to us, that don't mean it's not God, because he got to shape us. You know, we might not like what we're going through, but God's in control of everything. He don't make no mistake.
No.
So that's why we got to find joy in the pain. I came in Sunday morning when I looked back, them people were persecuting me and mocking me because I love God. And I look back over the 40 years and how God been putting me in the lion's den, and I come out without a bite mark on me. That's the love of the Lord. Tears started rolling down my eyes because I'm happy that he chose me to be the one to be marked, the one to be crucified. That's an honor to be chosen for that. That means he loves me because he knows I can handle it. He knows I can handle it. Praise the Lord. And I just ask God to, well, I know he's going to stay with me, but I just want him to be with the people that's around me, for they love to grow and for them to seek a close relationship with God. That's all I want. If I don't achieve nothing else in life, I want people to know that I wanted them to have a close relationship with the God that created them. So
I
just hope I keep my message clear and people understand where I'm coming from without me speaking it out my mouth. Glory be to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother David.
Amen.
Miss Liddell, is it Colin Applin, Georgia?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it's kind of chilly here today, too. All right, anybody else need prayer, press 1. I thank you, Miss Liddell and Brother David, for requesting prayer. Anybody else? Wow, everybody all geared up, fitting, ready for battle.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm going to approach the throne room. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mokora rabaka nereke shekora rabaka. Mokoshe baka nereke shekora rabaka. Ririoko. Oh, Father God, we just approach your throne today. And we are thankful, Father God, for the love you have for us. And I thank you, Father God, that we can return that love back to you. Help us to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and not just with our lips, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we repent before you, Father. In the name of Jesus, for your goodness, your mercy, your favor. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful that you are the Most High God and that you favor us, oh God. And Father, I thank you for your daughter, Miss Liddell, oh God, who is 90 years plus, oh God. We thank you for abundant life that you've given to Miss Liddell, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that you've kept her all these years under the shadow of your almighty wings, under your protection, under your covering. In the name of Jesus, we bless and honor you today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are a loving Father and a kind Father. And Father, you heard us say that she lost her friend, so we lift up that family before you. No one can console like you, Father God. We ask you to console the family, comfort the family, strengthen the family as never before, Father God. We ask you to provide everything the family needs for the homegoing of the person that passed away, Ms. Liddell's friend, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, I bind the hand of the enemy that would try to bring confusion, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for family unity and love being come forth at this particular time where they lost a loved one, oh God. I thank you for Ms. Liddell's family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, her seed and her seed seed and her seed seed. And Father God, you know she has grands and great grands and great great grands. I ask you to bless them and protect them. I claim them for your kingdom, O God. May they be saved and healed, delivered, and set free. May they follow you all the days of their lives in Jesus' name. Mokoraka. Keep Miss Liddell healthy and well in Jesus' name. I thank you for that abundant life, O God. I thank you, Father God, for protection. In Jesus' name, I thank you for all that you're doing for Miss Liddell. In Jesus' name, we bless you today. We honor you today as never before. I lift up your son, Brother David, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for what you're doing for him. I thank you for protection and guidance and direction. I thank you, Father God, for him honoring you, dwelling in the secret places never before, Father God. And, Father, you know the things that he faces in life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, you said if we cry unto you, even our enemies would turn back. So turn the enemies of his soul back, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we bind up that. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy because your children do your will, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for what you're doing right now in Jesus' name. And Father God, I thank you for abundance for Brother David, Father God, and for his family, Sister Don and the children, their extended family. I thank you for people coming into the knowledge of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, learning how to love you with all of their heart, soul, and strength. But we thank you for salvation for the entire world. Father, you said at one time you winked at ignorance, but now you are commanding every person everywhere to repent and call on the name of you, oh God. So, Father God, I pray for salvation throughout the world, that people will begin to run into your presence and say, Lord, I want to know you. I want to love you. I want to be saved from all of my sins that I've done, oh God. I want to be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you that people will come to you and love you with all of their heart, soul, and strength, and love each other like they love themselves, and the murders and the violence will stop in the world. So, Father God, we praise you. We honor and bless you today as never before. We thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We bless your holy name. We thank you that you are the God who answers. You are a God who cares about your people. I lift up every person on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, and those who are listening over the airways, oh God, and I ask you for protection and guidance, direction, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for providing goodness and mercy. May it follow us all the days of our lives as we follow you, oh God. So we bless and honor you today, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it is closing time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I love each of you, but God loves you even more. I thank you for being on with us. Don't forget, obey God daily. Do what God wants you to do. And I look forward to speaking to you day after tomorrow, Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Bible Storyland. It will be a joyful praise day this Saturday. We're going to be praising our God like never before, giving him thanks and glory for all that he's done for us over the years. All right, so the call-in number is the same number you dialed today, 1-619-789-4313. Have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget, God loves you. I love you. And don't forget to obey God daily. Choose to love him with all your heart and your strength. I'll talk to you on Saturday. God bless you. Love y'all. Bye. Oh, Lord, I have so many hang ups today, Lord. Hanging up, hanging up, hanging up.